A federal appeals court in Richmond, Virginia, has heard arguments on whether the government must provide more evidence that Yasir Issam Hamdi is an enemy combatant. Hamdi is an American-born prisoner captured last year in Afghanistan. He's being held indefinitely at a Virginia naval brig without charges. The Virginia Public Defender's Office says that's unconstitutional. Both sides say the case could set an important precedent for the ongoing war on terror. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Richmond.
The Justice Department's case rests on a two-page memo with the barest of facts. It's called the Mobbs Declaration, after Michael Mobbs, the Defense Department official who signed it. The memo states that Hamdi was captured with the Taliban and an AK-47, and so he's an enemy combatant. In August, a district judge said to accept only that memo would be to act as a rubber stamp. He ordered the government to hand over supporting evidence, including transcripts of interviews with Hamdi. The Justice Department appealed. Yesterday, Deputy Solicitor General Paul Clement cited a long tradition of the U.S. detaining enemy combatants, regardless, he said, of whether they were American citizens. He also said revealing more documents could jeopardize national security and lead to an even more protracted legal battle that would divert the military's attention as it continues hostilities abroad. Chief Judge Harvey Wilkinson III asked, "Is it fair to characterize the Mobbs Declaration as hearsay, even double hearsay?" He noted it all rests on the word of the Northern Alliance soldiers who captured Hamdi, so he asked, "Why should we trust it?" Clement said it was hearsay, but that Hamdi himself had told officers he went to Afghanistan to train with the Taliban. Chief Judge Wilkinson also wondered where the government sees a limit to declaring enemy combatants. Is this confined to those captured on the battlefield, he asked, or can someone arrested here at an airport be declared an enemy combatant too? Solicitor Clement said, yes, that is possible. Wilkinson also asked how much longer the government foresaw holding Hamdi. Clement said, as long as hostilities and the war on terror continue, months and probably years. Clement declined to speak to the media, but outside the courtroom, public defender Frank Dunham laid out his argument on behalf of Hamdi. Dunham said any sensitive documents could be read by the court in private so as not to jeopardize security. He said the main point is that Hamdi should be able to respond to the government's Mobbs declaration, but so far Dunham hasn't even been able to meet with his nominal client.
I'd like to take him a copy of the Mobbs declaration, have him read it, have it translated to him if he doesn't understand English well enough to read it, and say whether it's an accurate reflection of what happened or not. That's all I really want to do.
Dunham conceded that courts are bound to give deference to the executive branch when it comes to waging war. He has no problem with the military's detention of Hamdi in Afghanistan.
People need to be quickly detained and removed from a battlefield setting. You can't spend a lot of time trying to figure out exactly how they got there. You got to get them out of there. Later on, when you've got time to calmly reflect, it seems to me important that you make sure that you didn't make a mistake, that you haven't got some guy locked up indefinitely who's completely innocent of any participation in what you're concerned about.
During the hearing, Chief Judge Wilkinson suggested that a presidential appointee be named to decide which detainees are enemy combatants. He said this would allow greater political accountability. But another judge said in the end it would still come down to a judgment call. Does the court believe the government or the detainee? Wilkinson also agonized over the precedent this could set, especially in light of what seems an impending war with Iraq. How many detainees will we have then, he asked, and what kinds of sensitive documents could they demand be turned over to the courts? It could open a floodgate. Public Defender Dunham countered that the current case is only about U.S. citizens. Surely, he said, there won't be many Americans fighting for Iraq. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Richmond.